Vayter and Shaspir and Davav, picking it up and Hamad Bays by the bottom of the page, six lines up from the bottom. Okay, so we left off last time with a statement from Rav that Shiurin Chatzitzin and Mechitzin are Alocha Lamoshe Misinai. We are going to challenge each one of those and show how they weren't Alocha Lamoshe, they're not Alocha Lamoshe Misinai, rather each one are Pesukim in the Torah itself. The Gemara is going to go ahead and answer for each one to say, like, Yinachinami, that there may be things that are Darais that are written out. Still, there's a Lochal Mashin sent in each one of them. The next part of the Mishnah is then going to go into the fact that we're going to talk about the fact they have to have three walls. And then we have a Machlokus, Tin Rabban and Reb Shimon, whether you need two full walls of seven Tfachim each and then a little bit, like a Tefach of the other, or three in a little bit. They're going to have four explanations as to what exactly their machlokas is, and that is today's daf. Okay, let's jump in. So, we left off yesterday at a coin trip, Yehuda. The measurements of an Amma of the Kalim are five Tfachim. And therefore, according to him, since the Kruvim and the Aron together were a third of the height of the Mishkan, which was 60 Tfachim, then since we know that the Aron was 1.5 Amos, that means it was 7.5 Amos. Why? Because 7.5 Tfachim. Right, plus the Kaporis, which was one Tefach, so therefore comes out to 8.5 Tefachim, leaving over 11.5 or 11.5 Tefachim for the Kruvim. So according to that, a Sukkah's minimum height, the minimum height of a Sukkah, must be at least 11.5 Tefachim, not 10 like the Mishnah says. That's how we land with, and we said, therefore, we said, according to Yehuda, we learn out 10 Tefachim from another thing entirely, not from the Aron, but we learn now from tradition, right? It's a Lochal Moshe Misinai, like Rav Chia Amarav says, Bar Ashi, Amarav says that Shiur and Chatzitza Mechitzin, Halochal Moshe Misinai. Beautiful. All of that pretty much is a review and bring us into today. Now the Gemara asks, is each one, Shiurin, that's different measurements, like a Kazayis, a Kabetz, a Kakosevis, Chatzitzin, things that are going to be Chatzitza for a person who goes to the Mikvah, something that's blocking something, and Mechitzin is like a mechitza, the different walls or partitions. The Gemara is going to break down each one to show that it's not really true. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Shiurin d'oraisa ninu. See, shiurin are actually d'oraisa. D'chstiv is a pasuk says. Now, this is one long shtickle, but we're going to be showing that this is really d'oraisa. D'chstiv, eretz chito sara, gefen v'teina, utteina v'rimon. Eretz is shemun u'davash. These are the seven species. Just a good way to remember, we did this in back in Brachos, and that is an acronym for what's bothering Gav Friedman, people off the derech. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. A little review for those who've done those stuff, and new for those who haven't. Here we go. So, Eretz Chitosar, V'gevin Teno V'yaron, Eretz Zik Shemun U'Davash. This is going to break down each one. V'amar Avchanin, Kol HaPasuk HaZeh, L'Shi'urin Amar. This entire pasuk is coming to teach us Shi'urin. This, my friends, is a throwback. For those who remember, we did this again in Brachos Daf Mem Aleph. So each one is coming to tell us another particular halacha as they pertain to different Shi'urin, different measurements. Chita Labais HaMenuga. When it comes to the idea of chita of wheat, it's referencing something to do with a base hamenuga, that is a house that gets tsaras, titan, as we learned in a Mishnah Nigayim says, Hanichnas a base hamenuga. Someone who goes into the base hamenuga. We know that someone who goes in there, they become tame. Now the question is, what kind of tumma is affected? And then we have something else, and that is their clothing. Does their clothing get affected also or not? And then we're going to see two different types of things. Hanichnas a base hamenuga, but kelev al kseifa, and you have his kelev, which means his clothing is on his shoulders. V'sandala v'tabo sabiyado, and also he has his shoes and his rings in his hands. They're not. He's not wearing them, he's carrying them. Hu v'hein tamein miyad. They and the clothing become tame immediately. Rashi comes in, he explains. He says that below Shehiyah, even without waiting at all, you walk in, bam, the siv, va'aba elabayis yitma, v'kulu ba elabayis karinobu. All these are considered like they came into the house now because you're not wearing them, but rather you're carrying them, so they all like are coming in now. Beep da vav, hayolavish kelim. What happens if you're wearing the kelim, your clothing? You're not carrying it, but you're wearing them. Rashi says, the ikru luhu begadav. Now they're called clothing. V'sandalu beraglav, tamazal be'asvazav, and he's wearing his shoes and he's wearing his rings. Then what's the halacha? Hu tami miyad, he's tami immediately. V'hein tahorin, but they are tahor. Until what? Achiyishab chedechilis pras. Until they wait there, the amount of time that it takes to eat achilas pras. the amount of time that it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. Rashi says it's based on the pasuk, v'ha'ochel b'bayis yichabes begadav, which means someone who goes and he eats in the house, then, and only then is he going to have to go ahead and wash his clothing as well. So if he goes and he stays in there for that amount of time, and what kind of bread are we talking about? If you're paschiten lo pas se'orin, we're talking about bread that's wheat bread, and not something which is pas sa'orin, which actually takes longer to eat. So it's a shorter amount of time that a person has to be in there. Rashi says, she also mu'etas mishal sa'orin. So somebody goes ahead and they eat that amount of time. They stay in the house. The amount of time it would take to eat a half a loaf of bread made of chita, then you have to go out and wash his clothes as well. Meisiv ha'ochel beliftan. And we're talking about that he's eating while leaning back, like while reclining, the way of eating back in the day, would lift on with some sort of dip or some sort of spread that they put on top of it. And all this stuff would make it eat a little bit quicker. And therefore, that's the amount of time you have to stay in there. And that's what the pasuk chita is coming to tell you. And what's the word chita? What's seora coming to tell you? Dathan. So it means barley. Dathan is a bit, we looked in the Mishnah. Mishnah in Olos. Etzem kiseora. Mitame bimaga uvamasa. If you have a bone of a human being that is the size of a piece of barley, then it's going to be matami b'maga b'masa. It's going to be matami if you touch it. A person's going to become tami mace. And even if they don't touch it itself, but the masa, they carry it. That's in something above them, and not touching it itself, but in something, they're also going to be tami. But it's not ve'inu matami b'ohel, but it's not matami b'ohel. And that is the size of what's known as etzem kisaora. It's going to be the size of a lentil bean, barley bean. Rashi explains, though, it's not going to be a matami ba'ohel kishir zeh, ache hei shidra o gulgolas shlema. It has to be a complete and total piece, something like the full spine or the full skull or rov minyan, every adam, or if it's a majority of the evarim of a person, then it will be matami ba'ohel. If not, then not. Point is that, as we've dealt with, chita usa'ora. What about gefen? What's gefen come to tell you? K'dei revias yayin l'nazir. In order to be able that nazir should be over the they're not allowed to have. We know a nazir is someone who goes ahead and he separates himself from any sort of wine or even charsanim and zagim, any of the pits of grapes and grapes and the skins of grapes, any of the kind of stuff. And kedir revi asayin, Rashi says b'shari suri nazir the ikal leman da'amar b'sachas nazir. The charsanim v'lulvin v'olin mitzarfin l'shir revias, all the different parts of the actual vine. Or mitzayir, if you wanted to hit the share of avias of yayin, meaning how do you figure it out? That if you were to put in a cup which is full of wine, that until a revias of wine comes out, and it's not something which is similar to water, because water and wine have different thickness to it. Wine is thicker, so you're able to get more things into a cup in order to get to be able to get revias of yayin out. In other words, a revias of water would come out quicker than a revias of yayin, because yayin is thicker, so therefore it holds on to itself and it's able to like kind of build up above the edge of the cup itself. So that's the amount in order to be chayev is a revias of yayin lenazir. That is chita, sa'ura, eris chita, sa'ura, gefen. What about te'eno, what's figs? Kigro geris, lotzos, Shabbos. It's coming to tell you that in order to be chayev, hotzah on Shabbos, it is the size of a grogaris. You have to carry outside something which is a fig, which is a dried fig. We learned that the Gemara in Shabbos that this is talking about food which is for a human, not for animals. That'd be a different discussion. Anyway, grogaris l'tzos Shabbos, you carry outside on Shabbos from one rishus to another rishus, you'd have to have a grogaris in order to be chayiv. Rimon, I think when we say chayiv, means to bring a carbon. Rimon, what's rimon? What is that coming to tell you? That's not, as we learned in the Mishnah. Kol klei balabatim. Shiurin kerimonim, all the kalim of a balabayas, their holes are like the size of a rimon. Until it gets to this is a hole in this. We're talking about here tuma. Let's say you have a kli that becomes tummy, and what happens we know is that if a kli that's tummy breaks, then it loses its tuma. It now becomes tahor again. The question is, what's called breaking? Let's say there's a hole goes in it. How big does the hole have to be? So Rashi says that if it gets a hole of a rimon, then what's the din? Shenikev kemotzi rimon, shem kli alav. Da'ad shenikev, until it gets to a point where there's a hole in a rimon in it, it still retains its status as a kli, and it's going to be mekabel tuma. Why? Meaning if it's not tame, then it can be mekabel tuma. Lafi shabalabayis chas al kelev. A balabayis, not a business. A balabayis, we know that, let's say a person's container breaks. people, you know, didn't just have like loads of money in containers sitting around. They would make sure they would still use it. And let's say it gets a hole that olives can fall out. So then he'll use it for rimonim, for pomegranates. Therefore, as long as there's not a hole of a pomegranate there, then it's still going to be a makabel tumah. And if it became tummy, it's still going to remain tummy. But once but we're dealing with a kli uman, like a craftsman that he wants to be selling it, it remains tahor, even if it becomes tahor, even if it is a hole, a tiny little hole, because he wants to be selling it and he's not going to be able to sell it then. So therefore, it loses its status as a kli at that stage. Okay, in any event, that's what Rimon is coming to teach you. All right, next one. Eretz Zeis Shemen Udavash, if we read that or not. So Eretz Zeis Shemen, this is talking about olives, right, or olive oil. Eretz Shekol Shiurea Kizesim. It's a land that all of its shiurim, in other words, whenever you want to need to know a shiur of something, if it's going to become, if it's us or it's mutter, etc., the shiur is the shiur of a zayis, of an olive. So it's going, what? Kol shiurea sakatatik, is that all shiurim is like that? What about all the other ones you just said? Chita, sarah, gefen, teina, rimon. These are all different types of measurements. Says Gemara, no. Ela ema sharov shira kazesim. Majority of the shiurim that we deal with are the shira of a zayis, of an olive. Rashi gives a whole slew of examples, right? Rov shira kazesim. Mace, a kazesim, a mace, a kazesim, a nevela, isur chalev, dam, pigol, nosar, tame, ginanashe. All these things are the measurements of the size of an olive. So that's what it means. The majority of them are. Okay, and the last one, at least we have a dvash, which is honey, which is very important to know. We're talking about of tamarim, right, which means date honey. So this thing is what? Kikoseves hagasa b'yom kippurim. It's like we just finished Yuma, my friends. Throw back over there of the ayins, end of the ayins. So he says, kosevas hagasa b'yom kippurim, that in order for a person to go out and to be chayav in Yom Kippur is to have the amount of a koseves, which is a date. It's going to be a large date on Yom Kippur. So if you remember back to what we were trying to accomplish over here, you said that this concept of shi'ur and chatzitzin and mechitzin are alachal Moshe B'Sinai. So we just saw shi'ur, and that's not the case, right? Because these are not alachal Moshe B'Sinai. These are straight up psukim. Alma d'oraisa. So we see that all of these really are d'oraisa. Says Gemara of Tisbara. What, you really thought that that's the case? Shiurim miksiva? Does it say anywhere the actual shiurim? The Torah just says, Eretz chitos or gefen tenei avirimon, Eretz zeis shemen davash. It doesn't tell you the shiur over here. It doesn't tell you anything. So how do you know the shiurim themselves? Ella must be, hilchos aninu, really, it's halachal Moshe Misinai. Ukra smachta bi'alman. The pasuk is just in a smachta. It's just something which supports the concept. And then we go out and we learn out from it to go out and show the concepts. But nonetheless, it is halacha Moshe Sinai. So the statement of Rav stays and everything's intact. It's wonderful. That's at least for shiur. And what about chatzitzin? Chatzitzin d'oraisin inu. It says, why are you saying chatzitzin, the idea of chatzitza, of a separation between you, your body, and the water? Why are you saying that this is something which is d'oraisa? This is, I'm sorry, why are you saying it's halacha Moshe Misinai? It's straight up d'oraisa. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, v'rachat says b'saro b'mayim. This is talking about a person who got, it was a metzora who spoke Lashon Hara, something of the sort, somebody got saras. It doesn't have to be Lashon Hara, but that's one classic example. And now the person has to go to the mikvah. All right, so the person has to go to the mikvah, so it says, v'rachat says b'saro b'mayim, he's got to dunk his body in the water. Shelo yehe davar chotzeitz beino lebein amayim. It says, v'racha says, b'saro b'mayim. His basar has to be in the water. Nothing can be separating between him and the water itself. Pretty straightforward. Now, zok de gemara. So what do you see? That's straight up. We see that this concept of chatzitzin is pretty much against what Rav just said. That's alchem shem yisina. It's a straight up pasuk. Says the gemara, no. Ki asa hilchosa. In a chinami, that there is a aspect of it which is written out, but where is the hilchasa? Where's the halacha Moshe Misinai part? Lissaro, it's talking about his hair, because there it says, Rechel is called Bissaro. Which says, what about a person's hair? Is that a problem also? Does that impact, let's say, his hair as a chatzitza? Kedarabba barchana, damarabba barchana, nima achas kashur chotzetza. So let's say you have one hair on his head, and it was folded over and tied in a knot, so the water can't get through that hair. That is chotzetzes. There is a problem with that. That is an issue. Shalosh and chotzetzes. But three, They are not chotzeis because when you put three together and you tie them, you're not able to tie them tight enough that no water will be able to get through. They'll be able to get through. The question is, shtayim ein yodea. I don't know about two, what's going to be the halacha in such a case. But okay, what do we see nonetheless? That this whole concept of the hair, that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's not Pesaro. Therefore, we say there is such a concept. Now we just jump into that just a little bit. Says Gemara, Sa'aru nami daraisa ninu. It says, what are you talking about? But that itself, even hair is daraisa. Why? Because the pasuk says, "D'chsev v'rochas es bisaro b'mayim." So where do you see that hair is included? S, with the word S, v'rochas es bisaro b'mayim, we darsh in the word S over here, that it's coming to tell you that it is S hatofel b'saro, the thing which is tofel, which is secondary to the basar. Umay nihu, what's that? Saro, that's his hair. So we have that straight up again, that don't tell me it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai because it's actually a pasuk. So it's a Gemara, ki asai hilchasa, so what is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai aspect of it? Lechad Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, the Amar Rav Yitzchak. Beep, vav amud beis. Dvar Torah, rubo makbet alav. Dvar Torah, and this is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai aspect of it, says Rashi, top right corner. Dvar Torah means halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That rubo, which means rov, Rashi, rov sa'aro, Matunav petit, the majority of your hair is all dirty. Okasher achas a makbid alav chotzit, so it's totally tied up, and your makbid then is going to be chotzit. It ends up being an issue of chatzitza. It's got to have these two issues going on. One is that majority of the hair is something going on with it chatzitza wise, and the second part is that you don't like the fact that it's like that. You're makbid. If you're lacking one of those factors, then there wouldn't be an issue. V'she'enu makbid alav, a person not makbid, enu chotzitz, it's not a chatzitza. Now, this, my friend, is straight up, this is the halacha Moshe. You see that we're talking about over here? That rubo makbid alav, that's going to be the issue of chatzitza, but if not, then it's not an issue of chatzitza. So now the Gemara says, just we're going to finish off this point, though, v'gazu el rubo she'enu makbid, v'shum rubo makbid. And the Chazal made him gezera on rubo sheino makbid. If majority of the hair of the body actually is chotzitzized, but you're not makbid, we still make gezera. It's a problem because of a gezera of rubo hamakbid, and va'al miuto hamakbid, and also on someone on we also make gezera on miuto hamakbid because of bishum rubo hamakbid. When it's miut, less than half of the body's hair is chotzitzais, and one is makbid, even though midoraisa halacha mitzvah, that's not a problem. Making zera there, mishum ruba makbid, because of the fact that a person who would be makbid in such an instance. And now the Gemara asks, vilgulon ami al miutu shena makbid. What about if a person has minority of the body's hair is chotzitzized? In other words, dirty or tied up or something, and they're not makbid. Why don't we make a gzera mishum miut makbid inam mishum rubo sheino makbid? Either because of miut and one who is makbid, which itself is a gzera because of the fact of rubo makbid, or make a gzera of rubo sheino makbid because of rubo sheino makbid. Why don't we do that? Says Gemara, no, who he goof a gzera? That itself is a gzera. If I don't make a gzera, what are we going to do? Make a gzera to another gzera? We don't make gzeras to other gzeras. Okay, at the end of the day, we do find though that there is halacha mishum b'sinai aspect over here as well. Okay, says the Gemara. Now we have the last but not least, Mechitzin Hada Amran. We already dealt with that issue, and that's how we spoke about the fact that something which is less than 10 tfachim is not going to be good. The wall's got to be at least 10 tfachim high. That is a Mechitza dealing with the Sukkah. And, but it's also not just this a Sukkah, but any type of Mechitza, anything which is less than 10 tfachim is not considered a Mechitza. Now, says Gemara, like we started with our review from today, Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda, that all works within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't learn it out from the Aron. Elul Rabbi Meir, Ma'ikel Meimbar, but according to Rabbi Meir, who does learn it out from the Aron, so then Ma'ikel Meimbar. Where do we find any halachal Moshe Misinai by the concept of Mechitza? There is none anymore, because he learns it out from the measurements of the actual Kalim, that he says, Beninim, the size of Beninim, six tfachim, each am, in which case, we don't have a problem to learn it out from the Aron and the Kaparis. What was the halacha Moshe B'Sinai here? Legud, v'lavud, v'dofen akuma. all these aspects of good achis, a good asik, that if the wall is extending up or extending down or extending up, or loved when things are within three tfachim, or dofen akum if things are within four amos, all those are the halacha should be seen as aspects of what we had learned. Excellent. We're now up to the next part of the Mishnah. So we answered up for this issue over here that we had a challenge about the fact that Shiur and Chatzit and Mechitza, and you said it's halacha moshe b'sinai, Rav. We know that really all daraisa, and we said in a chenami there are halacha moshe b'sinai aspects that come up, and that's how we just dealt with all those things. Now we're at the next part, which we're going to jump into the next part of the Mishnah, which is, speaks about the fact that you have to have at least three walls, or abundance versus Rav Shimon, we're going to see. Whether it has to be two in a little bit or three in a little bit, and we're going to have four explanations about what exactly the machlokas is. Here we go. For Shein lo shalosh tefanos, if you don't have three walls, then it's no good. Tanu Rabbanan, say the Tanakhama the Chachamim. Shtayim kil chasan, ushlishis afilu tefach. Two of them have to be kil chasan, meaning have to be seven tefachim by seven tefachim, and the third one can be even just a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, shalosh kil chasan. He says, no, it's got to be three of them are ka'alacha, which means seven by seven, and the fourth one is even has to be a tefach, or machmir. It's got to be three in a little bit, not just two in a little bit. Now, what exactly is a machlokas? Answer number one. Answer number one is, Rabbanan savar yesh eim lemasores, Rabbi Shimon savar yesh eim lemikra. What is going on over here? So, we know that, interestingly, many words in the Torah can be read differently. So we have what's known as the Mesoris. The Mesoris is as it is written, as it's written. And then you have Lemikra means as it's read. We don't always read the words the way that they're written. So one who says, Rabbanan Savar Yesh Eim Lemesoris, they say that there's an Eim Lemesoris. What's the relevance over here? Rabbi Shimon says Yesh Eim Lemikra. Now we're coming off something in particular over here. This is a Pasuk which says the following, I read you the pasuk. It's found in Vayikra Chav Gimel. It's Pesukim Mem Beis and Mem Gimel. It says Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim Kola Ezach Yisrael Yeshu Basukos. You have to sit in Sukkos for 7 days. All the people there, all the Jews got to sit in Sukkos. Leman Yedu Doraseichem, so that the generation shall know. Ki Basukos Oshavti is Bnei Yisrael. Then I sat Bnei Yisrael in Sukkos. Now, if you notice, if you take a look at the Pesukim, you'll see that two of those words, it has the word Sukkos three times, and twice it's written Chaser, and once it's written Mole. Well, what is Chaser Mole? It means it's missing a letter. First time it says Basukos, it's Bet, Samach, Beis, Samach, Kaf, and Saf. And the next time, again, it's like that. And then we have Beis, Samach, Kaf, Vav, Taf. So we have it written differently. So then we actually read it, but we read it the same way, Basukos, Basukos, Basukos each time. So he comes along and says like this, Rabbanan Savi Yesh Eim Lemesoris. Eim Lemesoris means the way that it is actually written. It says Basukos once, then Basukos, then we have number two, so that's two times Sukos. And then Basukos with a Vav, and then with a Vav it means plural. And now when you say plural, then the minimum of plural is two. So you have twice without the Vav, that's singular. So we have one Sukkah, another Sukkah, and then we have two, so we have four in total. Harei ken arba, that brings us four. Dal chad legufe, take out one of them for it itself, meaning we have to know we're talking about a Sukkah. So if we're not going to darsh that one, so instead of four, we have three. Pashul tlasa, leaves over three. Shtayim kil chasan, and we darsh, and the two of them are to be done kil chasan. Vasai hilchasel grata lishlishas. And then the halacha Moshe b'sinai comes along and says that of the three, we have to have three in total. Two of them have to be complete. And halacha Moshe b'sinai says, the third one, we could subtract a little bit. That's gorat ugrata. So it comes out to be two and a little bit. The okmi atafach. And that was established to mean that we set it up to be a tafach. That is the chachamim who come along ultimately and they say, it's got to be two full walls and then a little bit. Shimon Savar Yeshem Lemikra. He says, no, Yeshem Lemikra, which means is as it is read, as we read it. Therefore, Basukos, Sukos sounds plural. Basukos, again, plural. Basukos, plural. So it ends up being two, two, and two, which is a total of six. Says Gemara, they can't chase, that's six. Dalchad, Kra Legufe, take away one of the Kra. means either a pasuk or a word in the pasuk. In this context, it's a word in the pasuk. We subtract one of them for legufe, for it itself, because we need to know we're talking about sukkahs over there. Therefore, it's not darshan. Pashalu arba, that leaves over four, because we have basukas, basukos. Therefore, what do we do? Shalosh kil chasan, three of them are kil chasan of the four. Asay hilchaso, gratel rivias, and the alachim sivisina comes along and subtracts the fourth one that it ends up being vokimta atafach, and it says that ends up being, a tefach, and that is Rav Shimon, who says it's going to be three walls and a little bit. That is answer number one, machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether you say yesh im lemikra or yesh im lemasaras. Answer one. Answer number two. V'ibayisema dekuliyama yesh im lemikra. Really, everybody agrees that it is as it is read. And if it's as it's read, then it ends up being six. So what's going on? V'hachi b'hachim efikin. This is a machlokas. Ma'asav eschacha bayakra. One of them holds that the schach, the concept of schach, this name of the chachamim, says schach need a pasuk. And therefore, umar says schach lo baikra. One of them says schach doesn't need a pasuk. So if you say that schach does need a pasuk, then you have only three out of the four of them are going to be used to teach how many walls are going to be needed, because we had six. One of them is used for the pasuk itself. That leaves over four. And of those four, because basukos basukos, of the four, part of it is used for schach. That leaves over only three. And then the Lachom HaShmisini come looking to take away a little bit of the last one, telling you that it's going to be two and a little bit. Umar Sever, Schach Alo Ba'ikra, the other one says, no, it doesn't need a pasuk altogether, and therefore you could use all four of them, and it's three and just a little bit. And that is that. That, my friends, is answer number two. That we say that really everybody says that it's a mikra, that it's a yesh yesh aim lemikra, and whether or not schach needs his actual pasuk. Now we're going to flip it the other way. Answer number three, everybody says that it's as it's written, straight up. So we have four things going on there, because sukkos is in the singular, and sukkos is in the plural, so it gives us four. And one of them is used in order to deal with sukkah itself, which leaves over only three. And this is what they're arguing over. When the Lachom HaShmisini comes along to do something, it's ligareya, to take away a little. So therefore, it's two in a little bit. We had three, and now it's two in a little bit. When it comes, that's really lahosif. It's coming to add. So if you have three, it's three, and you add, and then you add a little bit. So you have three. And the fourth one has to be a tefach. That's answer number three. And answer number four, last but not least, v'boisema, you could say, dekuliyama kiasa yechasa. Everyone agrees, what's it coming to do? Ligareya, it's coming to take away. V'yeshem l'masoris, and we hold yeshem l'masoris as it's written. V'hacha b'dorshan tchilos kamifigli, and here the machlokis is whether or not we darshan tchilos. In other words, yes, we need the word sukkos for one of them in order to tell us the concept itself. The question is, do we double dip and use it also? So, in order as part of the drasha or not, Mar Sever, one of them says Dorshan Tchilos, so we are Dorshan Tchilos. That's Rav Shimon, and therefore he says it's three and a little bit. Well, Mar Sever ain't Dorshan Tchilos. We don't Dorshan Tchilos. Therefore, it's two and a little bit. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop, because it's going to open up now a whole nother world. Actually, one more line. Rav Masna Amar Tamid Rav Shimon Me'acha. Rav Masna comes to give it another reason for Rav Shimon why he says it's three in a little bit. And you know what he says? V'suka tia letzel yoma mechorv ulamachsa ulamistar mizar mimatar. And the pasuk is coming to tell us that a sukkah will be for tzel yomim. It's going to shade for us mechorv ulamachsa, and it's going to go out and help from the heat and protect from the storms and from the rain. And if you only have three walls and it's totally open in the fourth wall without any even a little bit of clothing, then it's not going to protect you. Therefore, it must be that it's three and a little bit to make sure that it's protecting you. Okay, yeah, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.